Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As the season, the church year closes or comes to an end, we begin hearing the theme of the end times, and today's epistle lesson is a mention of that. Paul talks about the end time, the time when Jesus will return. The gospel lesson talks about that too. As I thought about that, I thought, what would, if Jesus were here today to tell us this story, what would it sound like? So here's what I came up with. There are 10 young people invited to a party. 5 of them are wise and 5 of them are foolish. The wise young people bring their battery chargers for their phone with them. The 5 foolish people don't. When the bus to the party doesn't show up on time, everybody occupies themselves by texting and phoning and posting on social media sites. And finally, some of them actually drift off. Then about midnight, the cry goes out, "The bus is here, let the party begin." But the foolish young people realize that their battery only has 2% power. And so they say to the wise young people, "Loan us your chargers so that we can charge our phones." And they look and they find out that, oh, gee, these are the wrong kinds of chargers. And so the wise people say, "Well, run off to the town and buy yourself a new charger, or run home and get your charger and come back." And then, of course, by the time those foolish people get back, the bus has come, everybody has gotten on, and it has left. And those folks, the foolish people, have missed the party. Regardless of which story you prefer, the point of that story is that many are invited to share in God's eternal kingdom. So the point is, we shouldn't miss out by failing to have a strong and living faith when that time comes. The epistle lesson for today also talks about end times a little bit more specifically. Paul describes Christ's return. He says, "Christ will come with a cry of an angel. There will be a sound of a trumpet of God. Jesus himself will descend from the heavens." And Paul says, "The dead will be raised first." The reason he says that is Paul's writing to the folks at Thessalonica, and he hadn't had a lot of time to spend with them, and so he hadn't taught them everything that he wanted to teach them, and so they became concerned when some of the people who had converted to Christianity had passed away. And so they're saying, "Well, gee, if these people are dead, how can they go to heaven?" And Paul's writing to them answering that question. Paul writes to encourage them, to comfort them, to reassure them that all believers on that last day will be taken to heaven. And then he concludes the text for today by saying, "Therefore, encourage one another with these words." That word that we see translated as encourage is also translated as comfort. Encourage one another. Comfort one another. Comfort each other in this broken world, Paul says. Reassure each other that all believers will ultimately be taken to heaven. Well, we know that living in society today can be pretty challenging. Things are changing rapidly, and more rapidly than a lot of us would like to see happen. Last month at the convention at Kennebec, the church ministers heard some statistics, one of which was this statistic, which I find very interesting. Society has changed more in the last 30 years than it changed in the 300 years prior. What that means is that the society, our culture, the world has changed more since 1987 to today than it did from 1687 to 1987. That's a lot of things. That's a lot of change. Those things that happen to us can be discouraging. Sometimes that discouragement comes in the form of a crisis. Sometimes it comes simply from just being tired and worn out. Sometimes it comes from the pressures of the world that we all experience. And in that those times, we become like the batteries in our phone that get run down, and we just start running out of spiritual power. And so this is my premise for today. We are a little bit like those batteries in your phone. Over time, those batteries lose their charge. They start to run out of power, and you can no longer function as they're supposed to. That little flashlight that you have gets dim, and the battery in your phone starts to go weak, and you can't call, and you can't text, and you probably can't take pictures, and you certainly couldn't be watching videos. So when the battery on your phone gets low, when it starts to die, the first thing you do is run for the charger and you plug it in. And that recharges the battery. So as we live in this world, it tends to drain the battery of our faith as well. The trials and the tribulations wear down your reserves. And then we can no longer function as we should. Today, Paul calls us to comfort each other, to encourage each other, to plug into each other and strengthen each other, to build up our faith. He calls us to recharge each other's spiritual bodies. That's what he wants us to do. What that means is that sometimes you will be the charger and you will recharge somebody else's life. You will recharge their spirit. You'll be there with them to comfort them and to encourage them and make them feel better and remind them that Christ is there and that we have that hope of eternal life. When that happens, your own battery will be charged as well. But that also means that sometimes you will be the battery. And at those times, your spiritual faith might be waning. And so it's at those kinds of times that you need to spend some time with other Christians to recharge each other's spiritual batteries, if you will. Life can easily deplete our courage. It's hard to be courageous when our spiritual battery starts to run down. It can drain our confidence and it can drain our trust in God. And yet, we need to be reminded of the words that Paul uses today. Encourage each other with these words. These words that remind us of we have the hope of eternal life, that Christ is there with us and for us, that he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So today we are called to build up the downtrodden, to encourage others with their hope in the Lord, to show them how much you value them and how much you care for them. And when we build up those who are hurting and who are depressed and who are discouraged, it ultimately helps us to feel better as well. And so, actually, both spiritual batteries can be recharged. And so the question might be, well, how do I recharge somebody else's battery? Let me remind you that God does not want us to be here alone by ourselves. And so some ways that we are recharged is when we come to church. And we share the good news, and we share praise, and we share prayer with other Christians. We're recharged when we read the gospel and when we read the Bible, both in church and at home. We're recharged when we have daily devotions with our family. We are recharged when we pray with and for others. And when we pray for others, when we encourage others, we too are encouraged as well. In the next chapter after our epistle lesson for today, Paul talks more specifically about some things that we can do, and I would like to read some of that to you. In chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes these words. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you're doing. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you to admonish the idle, to encourage the faint-hearted, to help the weak, to be patient with them all. See that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And then he concludes with some comforting words as well. He says, now may that God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless unto the coming of the Lord. And so my prayer today for you is that your faith be fully charged, that you understand and keep your hearts and minds, and that you, your whole spirit is kept blameless and strong until that day when we hear that trumpet, that day when we hear that command, and Christ comes down from heaven. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the sermon hymn.